The rollout has begun. I'm talking about central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. The Fed wallet and the digital pound are pilot programs happening right now under your nose, if you're willing to see it. But don't smell it. It stinks. CBDCs will be issued by central banks like the Fed, like the Bank of England. They are not public. They're a clan of Jewish bankers all the way from Goldman Sachs to Warburg Pincus, which launched the Fed in 1913. The Jewish bankers baited national governments to front their scam of legal counterfeit money printing. Ever heard of the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements? Sir Walter Rothschild set it up in 1930, continued under Jacob and Nathaniel Rothschild. The BIS is the central bank of all these central banks. It's in Switzerland, it's private. Its members include Goldman Sachs and Warburg Pincus. It's under no overseeing laws or organizations. It's under no jurisdiction of any nation state. It's sovereign over the entire planet. All globalist trade, whether paper clips, oil and gas, iPhones, bagels, Nikes, microwaves, goes through the BIS. It sugarcoats its shtick as the International Monetary and Financial System, IMFS, which balances out the imbalances caused by dissimilar domestic currencies. This balance is forged by merging all currencies into two zones, the dollar zone and the euro zone. CBDCs will crunch it down into one zone, the global digital zone. Get it? I'll help you. In 2021, the BIS published its Central Bank Digital Currencies for Cross-Border Payments report. The main part reads, improving cross-border payments efficiency is the motivation for CBDC work. The CBDC retail project in China highlights this efficiency. Well, I'll be an egg roll stuffed with chop suey in Manhattan. And we're going to go to war with China? Chi-coms are the boogeyman? China's in the Jewish globalist system. For now, pay attention, please, to what really matters. Programmed into your Fed wallet will be smart contract functionality and mitigation outcome interests. These interests will include your programmed buying history, social media history, climate control history, pronoun history, and yes, your anti-Semitism history. You won't buy or sell without the number of the beast. I mean, if you don't fit the expectations of CBDC's outcome interests. Get flagged on Twitter. It will interface on your CBDC app. But the Jewish bankers will soften the blow of their one-world CBDC currency tyranny by turning over the programming to PayPal, run by Daniel Shulman, and BlackRock, run by Larry Fink. They're not strictly speaking in the system, but by tribal inheritance, very much strictly part of the system. Mayor Amschel Rothschild once said, give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. Fast forward to your coming Fed wallet, and hear David Solomon of Goldman Sachs say, give me control of the world's money, and you know the rest. Ignore it at your own and your children's threat.